producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of the beautiful state of Texas. Now, I got to be honest with you, friends. I'm trying to find out what's beautiful about Texas. And I don't mean to condemn anybody here in the state of Texas, but I've been driving for about 3 hours now. Been up since 5 o'clock in the a.m., 5 a.m. this morning, of course. Left Minneapolis, flew into Texas, Fort Worth, and once we got here, we drove about 3 hours. So we are shaking, rocking, and rolling here in hot Texas. So to all you Texans, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Folks, really quick, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump on to Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, they work together. Two pages that are second to none. Do tell me what your thoughts are concerning those pages. But again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Again, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are going to be inaccessible today. Friends, sorry about that. But again, we're on the road doing what we do. We're going to be doing some prisons, churches. We're going to be doing some tea parties. We're also going to be doing some youth group orientation programs, lyceums here in the state of Texas. So I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to be rocking and rolling starting tomorrow morning, then tomorrow night, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we are heading back to the cool state of Minnesota. We left 50-degree weather this morning to arrive in Texas again to 84 degrees. But in saying that, friends, you can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, again, double E on Facebook. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Now, folks, if this is the first time that you've been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, you need to understand that it's the radio show and it's the radio program where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we follow the Christ here and none other. 1 Corinthians 11:1 tells us just that, and John 14:6, when you get a couple minutes, do some due diligence and find out exactly what we're talking about here. Also want to let you know that I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a couple minutes. Folks, yesterday we were talking about the Muslim Trojan horse and what's taking place in Tennessee. They're actually trying to teach kids on September 11th. They took a three-week course trying to convert American kids in Tennessee in Maury County to actually become Muslims, and they took a test on September 11th, and folks, the masking of our children, the Islamization of our children in American schools, namely in the Bible Belt, well, we've been talking about that over the last couple days, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to expound just a little bit as to the Muslim Trojan horse and as to what's taking place in your public schools today. Also, as well, Muslim indoctrination, not only in the public schools, but also into the colleges. Again, friends, we're going to get to that in just a couple moments. From some pretty crazy stuff, to say the least, as to what's going on in your country. And I'd like to remind the American people Since September 11th, 2001, you do need to realize that it's been you that's been under attack in this country. Friends, it's been you, the American people, that has been under attack in this country. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we jump over to the Trojan horse. More hypocrisy of Carly Florney. Folks, you know, it's interesting that I say her last name, Fiorni, or Fiorna. I've seen FL, I've seen FI, I've seen FO, and it's interesting. Folks, can we get her last name right here? But, folks, what I wanted to share with you is we're seeing some hypocrisy from Carly, unmasked in audio and video, actually highlighting and getting behind none other than Hillary Clinton herself. We're seeing a whole lot of that. There's a lot of people out there in the presidential candidacy on both sides that are bought and paid for in an attempt to give this presidency over to the Clintons for some reason. And again, friends, just a reminder, if you look at Barack Hussein Obama and his administration, you do need to understand that it is Bill Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes. And they continuously do the things that they do again because the American people tolerate it. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, evidence of those complicit in treason, GOP, Dems slam Trump over. And by the way, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the GOP's friends that are actually trying to slam and oust none other than Donald Trump. And there's a reason for that, because if you look at what he's doing right now, he's shaking and he's rattling. He's shaking up the establishment. He's doing the American people a favor by shaking up the establishment, and that's why they're attempting to oust none other than Donald Trump. Now, love him or hate him again, friends, he's doing you a favor, because what he's doing is he's uncovering the establishment for what it is. Now, I'm not saying he's always tactful in what he does and what he says, but I am telling you this, friends, America's listening and America is watching his leadership. And the fact of the matter is, if you take a look at Donald, he's got a 50% lead over the second candidate in the GOP right now. So he's doing something right, and I'll tell you what he's doing right. His people just want leadership, and that's what he's giving the American people. Again, love him or hate him, it is true. Also wanted to let you know, too, we have none other than the Pope himself coming into America. And it's interesting that Barack Hussein Obama invites his sodomite bishop and pro-abortion nun to meet with the Pope. Folks, you need to understand that he's picking the base for a very purpose, because he wants to use them as the standard to fall down to rather than Christ to rise to. By faith, are we saved? Through grace. And, folks, people need to understand that Christ is the standard, not man's fallen nature. But I'm telling you what, Barack Hussein Obama needs to turn everything upside down, and we need to get this right again. Also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama openly promotes the murder of babies and harvesting of baby body parts, friends. Is it not interesting? And I've been shouting this from the rooftops for years now, but the man, he serves 142 days in Senate in Illinois. During that time and during that duration of his service, if you want to call it that, in Illinois, he voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were killed in the womb. And he also voted in favor two different times for another doctor or a second doctor to actually be inside of the murder clinic when the baby's being murdered in the womb, to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that he would be snuffed out, that there'd be no chance for that baby to get out. Now, you call that American government, friends? No, I need to remind you that it is un-American government. I also wanted to let you know that Gitmo detainees who started a terror group receive get-out-of-jail card free. Check all this out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. It's happening today. We also have none other than Kim Davis, who removes her name and names of county from marriage license for sodomite. Is she back in hot water again? Well, what she's doing is she's...
Listen to the show today. You're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Some more jihadist attack on the 4th of July? Is this the department in which Barack Hussein Obama has appointed radical Muslims with terrorist ties to oversee the American people? Read Jeremiah 5:6. Might I ask you, America, who's attacked this country's military, this country's Christians and constitutionalists, in other words, defined out patriots, in this country more than this administration? America, you're being told by the DHS and the FBI there may be jihadist attacks on the 4th of July. America, I'm asking you to do the math here. I'm asking you, who is the enemy? Friends, who has supported, funded, and even entertained America's sworn enemies within more than this administration? Who's advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb over 242 times? By the way, read Proverbs 6:17. Who has, through deceptive measures, attempted to over and over again to deceptively disarm the American people? Has been busted for scandal after scandal, attempting to put guns in the hands of America's enemies and then blame the American people for it. Fast and Furious, Benghazi. Friends, it hasn't been a foreign government. It's been your government that's been doing this. Read Jeremiah 21, verse 4. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. I'm sorry, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And folks, what's happening is this is all happening in the light of day. Jeremiah 5, 21 through 22. What is it that Americans need before they lawfully respond to the crimes of this administration? Again, read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. But firstly, read Isaiah 51, verse 4. And yet now you're being conditioned for another attack? And that of a foreign enemy, you're told? America, who is the enemy? Did you know that Adolf Hitler said, demoralize the enemy from within by surprise, terror, sabotage, and assassination? This is the war of the future, said Adolf Hitler. Did you also know that Condoleezza Rice, who sat under President George W. Bush, who was the sitting president during September 11th when the two towers dropped, did you know that it was her that said terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted? Who's they? Who's they? Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who's creating the crimes? They are. Who's they? Those that mean to rule over you. Friends, this administration, along with George W. Bush's administration, have done more to destroy this country than any foreign country could have dreamed of. Who's attacked America more since September 11, 2001, more than the corrupt in your government today? No one has. This is all happening under the guise of terror from a foreign enemy without. Read Leviticus 26:16. Who's sent forth their attorney general to attack the governors on the southern border, namely those governors that were upholding border control laws? Nobody. Did you know that James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy? Now, I do want you to understand that you do have foreign enemies, and I want to tell you why you have foreign enemies. Because of what the American people allow corrupt officials to do to those foreign countries without constitutional constraint. It is not the job of American government to go police other countries or to plunder other countries. Or to military act their countries. It's not their job to do that. But the American people have allowed them to do that. That's why you have enemies, friends. But again, the DHS and the FBI are telling you, America, that there may be more jihadist threats or attacks on the 4th of July. Huh. Did you know that the DHS and the FBI even recently posted a map where they would set up posts within the United States so you can report on suspected terrorists or those that you may find suspicious? Turning in your neighbors, something like that? What will the enemies think when they see the same post that they're showing us? What is it like the enemies of the jihadists without and within? What are they going to see this map too? Do they get like a certain block on their computer? Like terrorists are not able to access this site? How ridiculously obvious, America, can this get? Before America, you wake up to whom the real enemies are. Remember Abraham Lincoln? He said, America, and who better to say this, by the way, love him or hate him, America will never be destroyed from without side. He said, if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. America, you are through apathy, tolerance, and stupidity committing suicide. In addition, former French military intelligence agents Pierre-Henri Bunel wrote in April and June of 2004 in the edition of World Affairs, he said this, listen carefully. He said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an unidentified entity representing the devil only in order to drive the TV watcher to accept a unified international New World Order leadership for a war against terrorism. Now, the country behind this, said Henry, is the propaganda that the United States and the lobbyists for the U.S. war on terrorism are the ones that are actually creating and actually promulgating and proclaiming and perpetuating terrorism. And what you need to understand, said French military intelligence agent Pierre-Henri Bunel, that it's all about making money. Again, he said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And he said, any informed, intelligent officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive the people, the TV watcher, to accept a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. Who's creating that war? Well, let me ask you something. Who's profiting from terrorism? There's your answer. Who's profiting from terrorism? There is your answer. He said the country behind this propaganda is the United States, and the lobbyists for the United States war on terrorism are only interested in making money. So America, who's the enemy? Read Leviticus 26, 14 through 46. Are you a conservative? Are you a libertarian or a Christian? Or let me ask you this, are you a gun owner? Are you opposed to abortion, globalism, communism, illegal immigration, the United Nations, or the New World Order, which is no longer theory? Do you believe that we're living in the end times, or do you ever visit alternative news websites such as mine? If you're answered, or if you are answering yes to any of these questions, you're a potential terrorist, according to the official U.S. government documentations. At one time, the term terrorist was used very narrowly. The government applied that label to people like Osama bin Laden, who, by the way, over in the East say he was created. I've seen documentation on that. Pretty crazy stuff. The government applied that label, terrorist, to people like Osama bin Laden and other Islamic jihadists. But now the Obama administration is removing all references to Islam from terror training materials, and instead the term terrorist is being applied to large groups of American citizens. Who's the enemy, America? The DHS and the FBI coming together, telling you, warning you, because they love you so much, America, that there could be more terrorist attacks on the 4th of July? Well, who are those that are behind the DHS? Who are those that are behind the FBI? Look to the White House.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about do the math, America. Who's the enemy? Adolf Hitler said terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. We know dictators use terror as a political tool. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin, "Red Terror." Adolf Hitler used the exact same methodology. Oh, and by the way, I brought up Barack Hussein Obama because he was overseas in Europe before he became the president of the United States. Mysteriously, after only 142 days as a senator in the state of Chicago, then he rose to power. But if you didn't know, you can go online and find this on YouTube. You can watch him say it out of his own mouth. Calling for a new world order, threatening the people in Europe, he did say it with a threatening tone that there is no other way. In other words, you're going to do it our way or else. Right? And that was right before he got back off his 57-state tour. And everybody in America thought that was funny. But the joke's on you, America. There's 57 states in the Muslim nation, and there's only 50 states in our union. But I brought up George Bush's name for the very purpose that you understand that it's not only been Barack Hussein Obama. For those that did not know, Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, and do remember that George Bush Sr. was calling for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit back in the 80s and the 90s, right in the face of America. Out of chaos, can we create a new order? Who's creating the chaos? saying that, to go back to George Bush Sr.'s daddy, Prescott Bush, he was indicted in the 30s. George Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. It's all over the website. For those that want to know the truth, I'm just telling you it's available so you can understand what's going on in your country today. There's confirmation from newly discovered files in the United States National Archives that a firm of which Prescott Bush was a director was involved with the financial architects of Nazism. As a matter of fact, his business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, has led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family. And by who? By two former slave laborers at Auschwitz to a hum of pre-election controversy. This is some time back. But folks, the links are all there if you're looking for as to what's going on here. But what's so shameful here, America, and I say this quite a bit, is how the American people or even people globally allow these people to do the things that they do. I wanted you to understand what was going on. During the last break, I told you that former French military intelligence agent Pierre-Henri Benoul said in April and of June of 2004 in the edition of World Affairs, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. But you're being told today by the DHS, who's giving voice to the plight of the Muslims, appointing radical Muslims with terrorist ties to oversee the DHS America, appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, just so you know. The fox in the chicken coop. They were the ones that were appointed to watch over the Department of Homeland Security. But it's the DHS and the FBI that are warning you that there may be terror attacks again on the 4th of July. And they're setting up posts. They've even given you a map, folks, if you want to go online and see it. There's a map. They're showing you where they got these posts set up all over the United States, as if to say that the supposed jihadist terrorists wouldn't have access to the same map. I mean, let's just find the holes and let's go in there and attack America. No, friends, this is all being created by the communists within. How do I know that? Read the Word of God, friends. It's really easy to see. It's not hard to see. But again, Pierre-Henri Benoul said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive the TV watcher to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. Why is the president trying to disarm you? Why is the president of the United States entertaining America's sworn enemies within? Why is he aiding and abetting America's foreign enemies, sworn enemies?
...28 pages of how, when, where, and why, weeks and weeks of indoctrination of the Islamic religion. Let me tell you something, that is nothing more than absolute brainwashing of religion, and we're not going to stand for it. We're not going to tolerate that. And so, listen, I'm telling our folks, don't take the test. Keep your kids home from school, send a note, go to school with your kids and tell them you're not going to take it. It's absolutely ridiculous. We've got to stand up and stand out against this foolishness, and we're trying to make this a peaceful religion when there's absolutely, positively nothing in the long run that's peaceful about it. And then what a slap in the face to make our kids take the test on September 11th. That's not a coincidence. That's ridiculous. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stand up about this. So I don't know what's going to be said, what's going to be done. You saw the video today with me and Andrew Green of Highways and Hedges Ministry. We need to have a rally. We need to pray for our kids. This is absolute indoctrination 100,000%. And we just stand against it. Something needs to be said.
You know what's interesting is the first thing that this pastor said is somebody needs to do something about it. How about you? How about the parents that are sending their kids to public schools to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place? You know, I was talking to a lady that works at a post office locally here. She's from Russia. And we were going back and forth. And she said, you know, what was really funny is when I came into Minnesota area, she said, I went to a community college and I noticed that this teacher didn't like the fact that I brought my Bible into the classroom. She said, that's not permissible here. Oh, I want to tell you something, friends. It's permissible. It's way permissible. And that teacher right there, I hate to say it, but it's the only way that we can actually enforce the laws is asking for a major lawsuit. And they'll get one if I see it. But the bottom line was, this Russian girl said, you know, I was told I couldn't bring my Bible anymore. And she goes, I noticed that during the halfway mark of the day that the Muslims were there washing their feet, bowing down, praying, and everybody was supposed to drop everything they were doing to appease the radical Muslims. Folks, again, you need to understand this is a sign of domination. This is what they're attempting to do. And I want to tell you this too. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still have time to deal with the issues at hand. And I'll tell you where you start. You start by reading Article 2, Facts of Section 4, where it talks of impeachment. And folks, also indictments. The President of the United States, who's advocating this throughout the United States, globally as a matter of fact, keep in mind, you can impeach him for the smallest of misdemeanors. As a matter of fact, again, friends, history tells us that countries are destroyed, such as Machiavelli, for the lack of impeachment. The American people have been deluded and lied to and dummied down to believe that the president can do whatever he wants. He's got 14 to 16 months left, friends. Oh, I'm afraid of what he's going to do. You don't have to wait for what he's going to do tomorrow, when you deal with him today. And I'm talking lawfully here. But look what's happening, friends. They're aiming it at your kids. And this is nothing new. And keep in mind, as I said to you yesterday, friends, this is on the heels of the radical homosexuals, because the radical Muslims are using the same method that the homosexuals are, that they're the victims, when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the spear. And when you read Deuteronomy 28, friends, you'll find that there'll be no power into your hands. Your sons and your daughters will be given over to another. And for people to sit back in this country and say, look what the school's doing as you're dropping them off at the school. And here you have a pastor behind a mother saying, this is what we need to do. And somebody needs to do something about it. How about you too? How about it starts with you? You know, I was on a television program the other day, and the guy said to me, you know, without the cynicism, I said, no. It's not cynicism to bring forth an understanding of our violations before a just and a holy God. I said, we need to take responsibility, because Scripture tells us if we don't judge within, we're going to be judged. We are. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. Let me say it another way. America, you need to take responsibility. And you need to start doing your homework. And you need to start finding out what the government can do and what they can't do. And I want to tell you something right now. What they're doing right now, they can't do. And what they can't do, they've been canting for a long time, right? I'm being funny, but they've been doing what they can't for a long time. Off the back of the ignorance of the American people. And the only reason they're riding your back, friends, is because you're bent over. Stand up. Stand up and be counted. And let the enemy know that we are not tolerating this in your country anymore, in our country anymore. Because they are riding your backs in more ways than one, friends. If you thought that UN International Baccalaureate and the federal No Child Left Behind and something called Common Core, which is nothing but a bunch of confusion, these educational schemes were bad enough, you might want to take a look a little bit deeper, because since the September 11th attacks, you would think the administration following would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. When Obama took his oath of office, he has instead defied America in numerous ways. He's given $1.5 billion to the Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid. Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood. And shortly after, the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States. And folks, keep in mind, this is the same administration that said America is no longer a Christian nation. Hey, listen. It's a Christian nation. Even if I have to stand alone and say it, I will stand alone and say it. I'm not asking for the devil for permission to obey my daddy. And though the world and hell itself can stand against me, I'm always in the majority Just ask any man of God. I'm going to take a quick break. Don, is Don, do we still have Don up there? California. Don, I'm so sorry. Phone callers, as I tried to tell you, I've got so much to run through for this hour. I might have to roll over until next Monday, but we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Again, phone callers, I apologize. I tried to say during the half hour mark, though I gave the number out. I'm trying to get through as much as I can right now. I would have taken a couple phone calls had I not seen what's going on. And I really, it's that urgent that I hit these issues. And I know that I want to make this your radio show. I really do. But please don't lose hope there. We'll pull you up sooner or later. One of these days or the day of. Just give me time, please, to catch up as to what's going on. This is urgent. It really is. Right before the break, I was sharing, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama said that no longer is America a Christian nation, followed by a reference that America may be described as a Muslim nation. Now, I don't know what the American people need to understand as to what this administration's all about, but it is foreign to America. This is not American government, friends. I want you to understand that. And I know a lot of the dinosaurs out there, I'm talking about the old radio show hosts, they just don't want to hit it for what it is. That's how much they love you, friends. They love you so much that they're willing to just play the game of politics. And yet Jesus is the one that warned us to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He also said to beware of the doctrine of the Herodians. Corrupt politics. Be careful of it. He said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We got to go right down the center. And folks, again, because of the urgency, that's why we're talking about what we're talking about right now. And again, what I just said, I don't understand what the American people need to see. Now, interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion, little by little. And studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public schools in textbooks. Folks, that is illegal. For those that are listening to me across the United States of America, find the errors in the public school textbooks and get yourself an attorney today. Because it is illegal. You have the law on your side. And what they're doing, friends, is they're giving an Islamic slant to our youth. Matter of fact, some of these kids that were in Tennessee here just on September 11th, where they had to take a test concerning their three-week course on how to become an Islamist. These are some of the things that they're teaching kids in public schools. You ready for this? Our youth, our kids, our posterity are being subject to the following teachings and practices in public schools illegally. Learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. Memorizing verses of the Quran. Adopting a Muslim name, and even staging a jihad, a war against non-Muslims. This is what they're teaching your kids in public schools as to how to stage a jihad. How did this happen? You ready for this? Hey, folks, for all you liberal whack jobs that thought the ACLU was all upright, you do understand that they're a communist organization. Just ask the founder who said that the ACLU, the end of it, is communism. But the ACLU, that's there to protect people and their religious freedoms, and the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, an atheist organization, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. I've done 360 public schools, 358 of which were all public schools. Up until 2005, we were pretty much free-flowing until the radical homosexuals came onto the scene, and then the state-controlled media started to target anybody that talked of Constitution or our founding documents or our Christian nation. So again, understand, friends, it's all bought and paid for. Hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. Folks, it's time for you to speak up. It's time for you to stand up. To prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the U.S. of A. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, that foster an environment of hate, loathing, resentment towards Western culture, Christian, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. They are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East studies, so on and so forth, who are brainwashing the young people with an anti-American point of view. They teach that we are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth, America, enlightenment, and successes are oppressing the rest of the world. Now, let me tell you what's oppressing the rest of the world real quick. What the American people tolerate their representatives to do to foreign countries. And that falls back to the American people that allow their representatives to do it. Hey, friends, those representatives that you allow to attack foreign nations illegally and unconstitutionally, keep in mind they're sending your kids to do their killing for them. And yes, I said illegal and unconstitutional. America, why is this happening? In a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that the Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? No, folks. The administration, along with the state-contrived, yes, narratives through the state-controlled media, have been playing diversion tactics over and over and over with the American people. And, folks, I want to tell you where it's happening, because when I was at the RNC, and I'm going to have to finish with this, and we're going to have to pick up You Never Lost the Right on Monday. But when I was at the Republican National Convention a couple years back in Tampa, I was the only one on Radio Row doing interview after interview, trying to wake them people up that were all dressed up like they were ready to go to an Elvis Presley concert. I had to tell them he died in 1977, but I was the only one on Radio Row doing interview after interview, trying to wake the conservatives up to the fact, asking them the question, why do you think Barack Hussein Obama is on a college tour right now? Because he is emulating dictators to a T. You always go to the younger generation. You indoctrinate them to throw off the older generation. Look at any tactic of any dictator, and you tell me exactly what he did. Exactly what this administration is emulating on a daily basis. Here's the good news. The good news is it's backfiring majorly. It's backfiring majorly, people, because the young people are not stupid. They know that they're being lied to. This administration does not have the support that the state-controlled media wants you to believe that he has. Watch out for the false polling which takes place over and over and over again. Even voter fraud, friends. Remember what Stalin said? Joseph Stalin, the dictator that killed millions of his own people, he said it didn't matter who did the voting. He said what mattered is who did the counting. You need to wake up as to what's going on, because, friends, you need to understand that the state-controlled media has less than a 21% approval rating. In other words, nobody believes them, but they're the ones continuously inundating the people with the lie and the fear and the oppression, okay, along with the state-controlled media, along with the administration who does not have the support. These are the same liars that are keeping this administration's head above the water. And it's interesting that 21% of the American people say they don't believe what the state-controlled media has to say, but yet the President of the United States is there to act freely to attack the American people at any set time he wants to. And it's also interesting to note, friends, one more point, is this administration, the New York Times told us about a year and a half ago, they blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told the American people that all the information that goes out on this administration to the American people before it's released to you, it's first vetted by the Barack Hussein Obama administration. And notice the name, Barack Hussein Obama. Notice the administration is vetting all of the information, friends. Who's the last person to do that besides Joseph Goebbels under Adolf Hitler? Or how about Mussolini? Benito Mussolini. He was doing the same thing. Folks, that's what dictators do. That's illegal in this country. Next week, we're going to pick up You Never Lost the Right. And folks, again, I know I'm jamming a lot of information at you right now, but you got to take it as it comes, because this is transpiring. Actually, it's rolling out right now as we're speaking.
That's right. You know, I was just talking to someone today. We were talking about the next generation. I think you made such a great point on the radio program earlier on in the week when you were talking about, if we think things are bad now, if we don't reach out to this younger generation, what's it going to be like in another 20 years and 30 years? And that's exactly what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty. We're reaching out to this next generation through high schools, through universities, through college campuses. We're going to be in Texas doing a youth event this week. But we cannot do what we do without your support. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today. You can support this work on a monthly basis and feel good about what you're doing to get this message out across America.
Yeah, we do need the support, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. For 2 hours, you have us tomorrow. Folks, we're going to talk about You Never Lost the Right next Monday. Do forgive me, but I hope you understand. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. See ya!
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.